Hi guys, what's up? Welcome back to another episode on my podcast. My name is Sabri Raghavan, and if you've come this far, then you definitely know my name is Sabri Raghavan. But if you're someone who's come here for the first time, then I'd love to welcome you to my show, and I hope you have a great time over here. And if you're someone who's been coming here all the time, then thank you so much for coming back. It really means a lot to me. So on today's episode of my podcast, I am going to talk about a very abstract concept, but it is something that is talked about a lot, right, by a lot of entrepreneurs, a lot of people, successful people that have built brands and companies always talk about this. And it is a tendency, it is a phenomenon, it is something we all notice every day, and it's called momentum. But not in the actual physics momentum. I'm going to talk about how you can change your life, how you can grow a brand online, how you can grow your content online, how you can start a business online, by giving you some examples on how momentum works, right? So I was talking to a friend, as I always am in almost all of my podcasts. I keep telling you that I'm talking to a friend, but it's true, this actually happened. I think this was 1 week back, and he's like, the problem he was facing is basically, it's called writer's block. He couldn't get ideas of what to do next. He didn't have an idea for a video. He didn't have an idea of what project to take up next. And he's like, how do you always keep, what keeps you rolling? What keeps you going? And I told him, it's simple, it's momentum, right? You have to understand that once you're starting to build a product or a brand or a company, whatever it is, at the start, you have to put 200 times the effort, not 100 times the effort, 200 times the effort, right? You have to give in more than anyone else is giving. You have to give a lot of effort. You have to put in a lot of hard work, a lot of concentration, a lot of focus. You will have to sacrifice a lot. You'll have to put in long hours. This is in the case of building a brand, right? And you'll have to put out, in my case, it was videos. So when he's asking me, how do you keep managing to get so many ideas for videos? How do you get different ideas for your podcast? Where do you get all these ideas from? I told him, it's simple. It's very easy. It's momentum. When you build something with a lot of energy and a lot of focus and a lot of dedication, and you get the ball rolling, right? When you start putting out content regularly, and then there are a bunch of people, say for a week you put out content daily, and then there are a bunch of people that tell you, look man, your stuff really inspires me, you should put more content, because I am one of those people that really, that inspires you more, that really inspires. And that's what I was telling him also. I shared him some screenshots. I told him, look at all of these. These are messages of people telling me that my stuff inspires them. This is what keeps me rolling, right? So this helps me continue my momentum. This helps me every day when I wake up, I'm like, okay, video, podcast, blog, video, podcast, blog, something on my Instagram, something here, there. I have to keep my online presence active. I have to keep my online presence, you know, online. As in, I should be there. I shouldn't let it go stale, rotten. I should always be there. Whenever someone looks my name up on Facebook or on YouTube or on Instagram or on LinkedIn or Twitter, wherever it is, they should always see something relevant to my brand, to my content. And that is why momentum matters, because you need to build momentum. Now, another example is when you watch a football match or a cricket match, or it could be anything. If you're into sports, they'll call this guy is in form, or this team has been in form. They've won the last 5 matches, so it's most likely they're going to win this match. You'll hear commentators saying this. This XYZ team has been in superb form this season, or XYZ player has been in superb form. What form basically is momentum. When XYZ team was playing their first match, they did not have anything, but they won their first match. Then they won their second match, then their third, fourth, fifth. And so now when this team, let's just name the team Manchester United. So when Manchester United is coming to play their final match or their sixth match, automatically everyone, what they think is, because they've won their past 5 matches, momentum is on their side, right? The fact that they won the past 5 matches is giving them more chances of winning this match also. And that is what happens in cricket, that is what happens in basketball and a lot of team sports. And it's also the same with, you can't say it's always the same, but then it's almost always the same with Instagram and Facebook. Because once one feature or two features become really good, become really famous, and a lot of people start rolling it out, I mean, a lot of people start using it, Facebook and Instagram, which are basically, you know, owned by the same person, same company, they will start rolling out more and more features, and they don't even have to worry about if these features are going to be good or not. Because what they've done is they've already given out a bunch of stuff that majority of the people like. Momentum is on their side. So now they're like, okay, since it's in our favor, let's just give them everything. Right? And people will just consume it no matter what, because momentum is on the side of Facebook and Instagram. This is what you need to do with your life. You need to start building momentum. Hitting the gym on the first day is always hard. 2 days is hard. 3, 4, 5. After 21 days, it doesn't even feel hard anymore. It's become part of your routine. You've built momentum so much that 22nd day, 23rd day, 24th day, it doesn't even feel like you're going to the gym. Because you've built so much momentum, you just want to keep going. It's become routine for you. Your body knows what you have to do. You go, you stretch, you start working, you start exercising, you finish, you come back. Done. Snip, snap. No confusion, no extra complaining, no tiredness, no fatigue, nothing. But for the first 21 days, it might be hard. So you need to get momentum rolling. Momentum is very important in whatever you're trying to do. Momentum matters. All right. And I don't know how they define it, how they describe it, or how they talk about it in the field of physics. But yeah, this is what momentum actually, this is my understanding of momentum. And this is what a lot of other people on the internet also talk about. You need to have momentum on your side, right? And the only way to get momentum on your side, the only way to get momentum on your side is to keep putting out content, which is in my case. And for any other case, like all the examples I gave, you know what you have to do, right? So get momentum on your side. That's it for today. I really, really hope you guys, you know, liked it and everything. And if you did like it, then please do share this. Tell your friends about it, like it, share, subscribe. Do all the things that you have to do. And I will see you next week. All right? Stay strong. Take care. Bye.